Hi everyone, just going to share some thoughts today from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4 and verse 31. And I want us to relate a wonderful story of an event that happened during the last awakening, the last revival in the United Kingdom, which was the revival in the Isle of Lewis from 1949 to 1952 or 53. And some of you will have read of that account and you'll have heard messages on it, maybe even by the Reverend Duncan Campbell himself, who was a tremendous speaker. And in our church in Coleraine, we've often thought about revival and oftentimes given illustration from those great awakenings. And this one will be nothing new to some of our congregation in Coleraine. But Acts chapter 4 and verse 31 says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." The infilling of the Spirit was undoubtedly the secret of success in the New Testament church. And it was the custom of believers in New Testament times from Acts chapter 1 on into the beginning of Acts chapter 2. And then following the revival and the day of Pentecost, it was the custom of believers to meet together for fellowship, for doctrine, for the breaking of bread, and for prayers. And those were four key features of the New Testament church that were set down in Acts chapter 2. And they will follow right through to the end of time. Fellowship, doctrine, the breaking of bread, and prayers. And here in Acts chapter 4 we have a group of believers meeting together again in a common place, and they're meeting together for prayer. And it says, "When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." The infilling of the Spirit, resulting in power in the preaching of the gospel. On the Isle of Lewis, during that great awakening, there was a little parish called Arnall. And people who experienced the revival testified that that little parish and that little village and hamlet remained very aloof to the revival. People were opposed to it and wanted nothing to do with it. And the mission had been organized, nothing had happened, people were concerned. And so a prayer meeting was organized in the home of a local blacksmith whose name was John. And as they were assembled together in the house of that blacksmith, one of the elders turned around during the prayer time and says, "John, I feel that you should lead us in prayer." And John began to pray. And during his prayer, he quoted a promise that was given in Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 3, where God says, "I will pour water on him that is thirsty and floods on the dry ground." And this man was so close with God and so earnest and so sincere that he began to address God in this manner. I don't think many of us would have the courage to be able to do it. He says, "Lord, I don't know how other men here stand in your presence. But Lord, I know that I stand here today as an empty vessel, hungry and thirsty for a manifestation of your power." He says, "Lord, you have promised to pour water on him that is thirsty. And Lord, you're not doing it." And then he lifted his eyes to heaven and says, "Lord, this is what your word says, and I now challenge you to come and to fulfill your covenant engagements." And with that, people who were there testified that that granite house on a hillside in that parish of Arnall shook like a leaf. Dishes in the sideboard began to shake, and the fear and the power of God came into that prayer meeting. One of the ministers that was there spoke to Mr. Campbell and said, "It must be an earth tremor." But Duncan Campbell was taken to Acts chapter 4, this verse, "When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together." I wonder, have we ever had such a hunger and a thirst for God that we can come back to the throne of grace with one of God's promises and say, "Lord, you have promised to do this. I'm fulfilling the conditions, and Lord, you're not doing it." God is faithful. And if we are faithful to him, we can come with this book that C.H. Spurgeon spoke of, the promises of God, like a checkbook for the bank of faith, and come to God in prayer with his promises and say, "Lord, you have promised to do this." We need a shaking in our land. We need a revival in our nation. It's the greatest need of the Church of Jesus Christ today. And I pray that God will help us to have a hunger and a thirst for him. Revive thy work, O Lord, create soul thirst for thee, and hungering for the bread of life, O may our spirits be. And then we can pray aright, and God can come and visit us. May God bless you all, and thank you so much for listening.